Welcome to blogipolish.blogspot.com.
Dzień dobry.
Cześć. Co tam słychać?
Wszystko okej, a u ciebie?
Wszystko dobrze.
To jest nasz podcast dla beginnersów numer 14.
The first word we'll learn today is...
Powtórka.
Which is revision or review. And as we are not sure anymore which word is correct, we decided to use Polish here.
At least we are sure of that one.
Powtórka.
Powtórka.
So whenever we say...
A teraz powtórka.
You will know that it means revision now.
Or review.
Or review.
Tak, a teraz powtórka.
Jak się mówi po polsku water?
Woda.
Mam.
Mama.
Coffee.
Kawa.
Tea.
Herbata.
Lemon.
Cytryna.
Computer.
Komputer.
Phone.
Telefon.
Boy. Boyfriend.
Chłopak.
Bread.
Chleb.
Table.
Stół.
House or home.
Dom.
Bus.
Autobus.
Beer.
Piwo.
Wine.
Wino.
Question.
Pytanie.
Breakfast.
Śniadanie.
Chicken.
Kurcze.
Center.
Centrum.
Time.
Czas.
Dziękuję. Today we'll talk about verbs.
We have already learned some verbs.
To be.
Być.
To have.
Mieć.
But a long, long time ago, we also mentioned the verb to love.
Kochać.
Kochać.
Do you remember the forms of the verb mieć? How do you say I have?
Mam.
Mam.
And how to say I love?
Kocham.
Note that they both finish with m.
Kocham, mam.
And how to say you have?
Masz.
And you love?
Kochasz.
He has.
On ma.
He loves.
On kocha.
We have.
Mamy.
We love.
Kochamy.
You all have.
Macie.
You all love.
Kochacie.
They have.
Mają.
They love.
Kochają.
Świetnie.
Yes, so as you see, these forms are very similar. In fact, the same endings apply to nearly all verbs that end with ać in the infinitive.
Mieć is not the best example of such a verb.
Yes, you're right, it's not. But there are plenty other verbs that end with ać in infinitive and conjugate exactly as mieć.
For example, mieszkać.
To live.
Ja mieszkam w Londynie i ty mieszkasz w Londynie.
Tak, my mieszkamy w Londynie.
Czytać.
To read.
Ja czytam gazetę, on czyta tekst w internecie.
Oni czytają magazyn.
Padać.
To fall.
Padam na nos.
I'm falling on my nose. It's quite idiomatic though.
Yes, maybe, but it's very true sometimes.
Padam na nos, to znaczy jestem bardzo, bardzo zmęczony.
No tak.
Deszcz pada.
The rain is falling.
But it's enough to say pada, and everybody will know that it's about the rain, actually.
Yes, because it's usually rain that is falling.
And there is one more thing that comes to my mind when talking about falling, but it's imperative form actually.
You mean spadaj?
Yes, spadaj literally means fall down, but we use it instead of get lost.
Tak, a teraz czas na obiad. Głodny jestem.
Spadaj.
Sorry, but it's getting nasty again, so we better finish now. See you next week at blogipolish.blogspot.com.